Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 6 July. It is Monday. Welcome to Volatility Monday. That is right. Greece had their referendum, and they said not no, but heck no, on going along with what the IMF wants them to do, which is pay back more money. So now we've got a situation. Some people are calling it chaos, some are not. But we've got a situation in which the markets are very jittery. The Greek finance minister, Varoufakis, has now left his position and said, thank you very much, I'm done. And the IMF says, sorry, we're not going to do any more to help you, Greece. And Greece says, fine, we don't want your help anyway. Well, maybe we do, but we don't want to have to do what we have to do to be able to get your help. So it now looks like there's going to be more and more volatility. Now, a lot of people are saying, well, this is going to be horrible because it's all going to crash. Now, remember how many places in the United States have gone through bankruptcy, whether it be counties or cities, and they've done okay. Well, now, though, they're running out of money in Greece. And so they're going to give IOUs. Ooh, that hurts. We're going to talk to Michael Snyder in the third hour today about it because we want to know what his thoughts are. War is still going on behalf of Saudi Arabia toward Yemen. Still killing people in Yemen. Now, wait a minute. I thought the United States came to the aid of people who are being killed by other bad countries. We pick and choose our battles also. And it appears that when we want people to be killed, they have our approval to kill them. And I'm going to tell you about a minister I heard on television yesterday. Sometimes on Sundays, I will listen to different ministers to see what is being told to the people, because that's how we find out how people are so controlled and immobilized. And boy, did I find one yesterday. I believe it was Church of Christ. Now, I'm not picking on Church of Christ. It's just that I think that is where the church, what their denomination is. And oh my, did I get an earful as to why the people are being controlled? You talk about drive you away from any reformed Christianity or organized Christianity. It will do that. In the 8 o'clock hour, James McCanney is going to be visiting us for about 10 to 15 minutes because he was quite upset after the program aired that he was misunderstood. And all I can say is, it was what it was, and I thought I understood what he was saying, but he says that a lot of people misunderstood, and there was a lot of disinformation on the internet. So, I'm going to let him come on, and I'm going to let him speak his piece. So, James McCanney will be joining us in the 8 a.m. hour, Central Time. And, of course, the markets are going to open at 8:30, and we're looking at what's going to happen. Oil is down 5% today, 54.45. It's been down as low as 54.21 today. The Dow, a little while ago, was down 169. Last night, it was down in the futures at about 250. So it should be pretty volatile today. The S&P is down 17.50. And now, these are all prior to opening, of course, the futures. And NASDAQ 4130. The Hang Seng last night was down, or closed at 825 points, down 3.2%. And gold is back at their comfortable 1964. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. Doing the next right and honorable thing. Have you heard about the girls in the sixth grade that are going to be allowed to have birth control devices without their parents' knowledge? 11-year-olds. 11-year-olds. Birth control devices implanted in them in the United States without their parents' knowledge. I can't even conceive of this, ladies and gentlemen. Look at all the things you cannot do when you're 11 years old, but you can get a birth control device. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit later. Again, the markets are down, very volatile today, based on the breaking news that Greece said not no, but heck no in the referendum yesterday. Something like 65% said no. It was kind of a shock to a lot of people. The predictions from the gurus on television, self-imposed gurus on television, were saying things like, oh, it'll never happen. They'll vote. They'll acquiesce. Well, they didn't. And so Greece votes no, and a lot of people are saying, according to Economic Collapse, let the chaos begin. The result of the referendum of Greece is a great victory for freedom, but it also threatens to unleash unprecedented economic chaos all across Europe. With almost all of the votes counted, it is being reported that approximately 61 to 65% of Greeks have voted no, and only about 39% of the Greeks voted yes. It is a much larger margin of victory for the no side than almost everyone was anticipating, and it represents a stunning rejection of European austerity. Massive celebrations erupted in the streets of Athens and other major Greek cities, but the euphoria probably won't last very long. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is promising that Greece will be able to stay in the euro, but that gives EU bureaucrats and the IMF a tremendous amount of power. Because at this point, the Greek government is flat broke, and without more money from the EU or the IMF, the Greek government will not be able to pay its bills, and virtually all Greek banks will inevitably collapse. So what's going to happen? Well, they may have to just kind of take it, and it will be a tough year, like it was in Iceland. They may have to stay the course, go back on the drachma, or they will continue to pursue with the IMF, thinking that they are going to come to their aid, and they may. But it looks like now that with the Greek finance minister Varoufakis having stepped down, there is a meeting between Prime Minister Tsipras and Putin. As we have said from the very beginning, looks like they might make a deal. Russia and Greece might make a deal. What would happen to the euro then? What would happen to the European Union? I don't know. But it will get interesting, believe me, before this is over. Greek banks now, and this started appearing early part of the weekend, like on Friday. Greek banks are preparing a plan to raid deposits to avert the collapse. Now, does anybody really think that raiding the accounts of the people will avert a collapse? Remember what happened in Cyprus when they took out about 40% of anyone over 100,000 euros? Well, Financial Times says Greek banks are preparing contingency plans for a possible bail-in, danger red flag, bail-in, of depositors amid fears that the country is heading for financial collapse. Bankers and business people with knowledge of the measures have agreed with that on Friday. The plans, which call for a haircut. Now, I've been seeing this term all weekend long. It's only a haircut. So, I mean, what? Haircuts, they don't hurt, right? It's not that big a deal. Well, it is a big deal. Because they're talking in terms of 30% on deposits over 8,000 euros. Now, think about this. 30% of anything over 8,000 euros. A Greek bail-in could resemble the rescue plan that they did in Cyprus in 2013 when customers' funds were seized to shore up the banks there, with a haircut imposed on the uninsured deposits, like we talked about, of over 100,000. And you know what? They had their money stolen. Stolen, ladies and gentlemen. And it's kind of like, oh, it's over, it's done. We took their money. It was uninsured money. They didn't get it back. Now, do you think that's really going to help what's happening in Greece with the tremendous financial burden that they have? Oh, it will help for some people for a while. Remember what John Stossel said the other day on Fox News. They want to boss you around, take your money, and call it justice. Is that not what is happening in Greece today? Absolutely. Without a doubt, they're bossing the people around. Austerity, austerity, austerity for 5 years. They're taking their money, retirement plans, bank accounts, and calling it justice. So we'll leave Greece alone until we talk to Michael Snyder in the third hour. 30 civilians are dead in a Saudi-led airstrike on Yemeni market. We're at war, or Saudi Arabia is at war with Yemen. As many as 30 civilians were killed in Saudi-led airstrikes that hit a market in northern Yemen on Sunday. So says the Houthi-run news agency, Saba. In response, Houthi forces launched several rocket attacks against Saudi army positions, including a military airfield in Najran, as well as tanks stationed in Al-Koba region in the Saudi province of Jizan. See, they put all these places in there like you and I know them. We don't know them. And we don't know that it's real or not. Or that only 30 civilians were dead. It could have been 300 or 3,000. The Saudi enemy targeted citizens when they were doing their shopping at the Ahem market. Hundreds of new Tel Aviv protest over U.S.-Israeli natural gas deal. According to RT, hundreds have rallied in Tel Aviv to protest over a proposed gas deal with the U.S. pushed by the government, which critics say may create a monopoly that will control two of Israel's largest natural gas reserves. The event follows another week when thousands took to the streets of Tel Aviv in a mildly violent show of protest against an impending natural gas deal between the Netanyahu government and a U.S.-Israeli conglomerate entrusted with tapping into the country's reserves. Critics of the deal argue that once approved, the deal could establish a monopoly over natural gas without any sufficient oversight and would result in increased prices for Israeli consumers. There is panic. The Chinese market is down like 30% since the beginning of the year. That's huge. And the Hang Seng was down again 825 points yesterday. And there is panic. China's central bank is stepping in now to bail out stocks as underwater traders are praying for a rebound. Zero Hedge reports China's equity miracle is in deep trouble. A dramatic unwind in official margin lending channels such as umbrella trusts and structured funds, which have together served to pump some CNY 1 trillion into a market that is already red hot, sparked and perpetuated a 30% decline in the space of just 3 weeks, pushing Beijing into major panic mode and prompting simultaneous policy rate cuts, along with a variety of other measures designed to stop the bleeding. China's central bank is now underwriting brokerages, margin lending businesses, despite being one step removed from onboarding equities directly onto its balance sheet. The PBOC is effectively buying stocks, which amounts to what we would call QE. They are buying up the stocks to protect their market as much as they can. And people are really looking at China now. I heard one, TV info dude, guru, financial advisor person who said, don't worry about anything. Greece is not going to leave the euro. They'll be fine. They'll vote the referendum and say yes to the IMF. And China will be fine. The U.S. will be fine. There won't be any problem at all. And I'm thinking, what planet is he living on? Or who is paying whom to say that? Because it's not looking like there is panic at all if you listen to the U.S. news. Now, if you listen to the business news from overseas, like on Squawk Box, you're starting to hear some stuff that's pretty uncomfortable. But, of course, here in the U.S., everybody was busy with beer and hot dogs yesterday or over the weekend. And everybody is, like, OD'd on Lee Greenwood's I Love Being an American song, which kind of turns everybody off when we know what's really going on in this country. How great it is to be an American. It is. And I believe in it. I believe in it so very much. I wouldn't be fighting for it. I would be out of here and in some other country. But I believe in it. And I believe that we must stay the course We must stand and then stand. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. We've got a lot of new items on sale today, starting today through Friday, so you'll be able to learn about that at the bottom of the hour. Just to let you know, the U.S. is petitioning on BRICS Bank. Believe it or not, the U.S. is petitioning on the BRICS Bank, warning against NATO confrontation with Russia and China. The goal of a petition on cooperation with BRICS nations circulated in the United States to highlight the danger of confrontation with Russia and China. The Schiller Institute founder Helga Zepp LaRouche said Monday, the petition, titled Resolution Calling for the U.S. and Europe to Reject Geopolitics and Collaborate with the BRICS, was initiated by the U.S.-based Schiller Institute and urges Washington and the European Union to collaborate with BRICS nations for the sake of global economic development. It's been signed by more than 2,000 people in the U.S. and internationally. And you know what? That's not very much. Only been signed by 2,000 people. Texas wounded veteran honored with gift of free home. Breitbart reports the military service of retired U.S. Army veteran Sergeant David Flores was celebrated on Saturday in Houston. The soldier received his own personal Independence Day when he was awarded the gift of a mortgage-free home. Wow, that's awesome. The combat veteran was seriously injured in a roadside bomb explosion in Iraq in 2005. I still have to ask the question, who was placing those roadside bombs there with detonators made in Minnesota? It was definitely a rough journey, but I got through it, and I'm happy to be here, Flores told KHOU reporter Alice Barr. These guys don't know what they're getting into when they join the military, most of them. Most of them don't. Do I believe in the mission? Absolutely not. I feel for these guys, though, coming back with the shock that they have on what they were really doing, why they were doing it, and how the government's going to treat them after they return. If you have government health insurance or health insurance, period, health insurance companies around the country are seeking rate increases of 20 to 40% or more. How could anyone undergo a 20 to 40% increase or more, saying their new customers under the Affordable Care Act turned out to be, oh, sicker than expected? Wrong. No, you wanted to get the camel's nose under the tent so you could start to proceed with the first hump and the second hump. And to be able to get that camel entirely inside the tent. Federal officials say they are determined to see that the requests are scaled back. Blue Cross Blue Shield plans, market leaders in many states, are seeking rate increases that average 23% in Illinois, 25% in North Carolina, and 31% in Oklahoma. It gets worse. 36% in Tennessee and 54% in Minnesota. 54%! That's huge! And that was according to documents posted online by federal government and state insurance commissioners and interviews with insurance executives. Unbelievable. That was according to the New York Times. They want to boss you around, take your money, and call it justice. Now remember, they got it passed by law that you must have insurance. So you have no choice. So much for the Constitution. Oh, and by the way, have you seen how they are treating Donald Trump? Oh, my goodness. Everyone is distancing themselves on the Republican side from Donald Trump because he is a crazy tinfoil hat person. Really? Remember he talked about the birth certificate. He talks about immigration being something that needs to stop. He's making a lot of sense, but it's not the sense the Republican Party wants him to make. So what are they doing? They are ganging up and pushing him out. But you know what? I don't think it can be done. He's got lots of money, of which he keeps reminding them, and lots of staying power. And he has ability to utilize the media in a brilliant way. Back to the news. Drought in California City was forced to dump 500,000 gallons of drinking water. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about it. Nothing makes sense. And guess what is missing from Fort Knox? We'll talk about that after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. 33 minutes after the hour, please support the Power Mall. We need your support. We deserve your support, we believe. And we have the best products out there. There's a lot of things on special, really good special. For instance, the book Fossilized Customs. If you have never seen Fossilized Customs, it's all about the pagan origins of popular customs, and it is absolutely excellent. Well, they've expanded it now, the 10th edition, and it's about 250 pages, and it is absolutely, if you want to know where Halloween came from, or where the Christmas wreath came from, it's in the book, Fossilized Customs. Oh, this is the 11th edition, excuse me, the 11th edition. So it's available at the Power Mall, and it's only $9.56 on special. Natural Cures for Health Disasters on special for $19.96. Natural Cures for Health Disasters, that by Dr. Cass Ingram. And then another book that is absolutely excellent, Our Toxic World by Dr. Doris Rapp. Now, she's a board-certified environmental medicine, board-certified in pediatrics, board-certified in allergies. And her book is called Our Toxic World, Chemicals Damage Your Body, Brain, Behavior, and Sex. She is a New York Times bestseller, by the way, and it is a tremendous book. Grown by Nature is 20% off. So those of you who take advantage of getting it when it's on special, whether it's your magnesium or calcium or multivitamin, whatever, Grown by Nature is 20% off. Potassium, iron, zinc, chromium, beta-glucan, etc. And the Seed Garden is still on special, $26.96, The Art and Practice of Seed Saving. That is a huge book. Charcoal is still 20% off at the Power Hour. And now we have purslane back. Man, Canada made it difficult for us, but we finally got it. Thank you for your patience. You guys were really incredibly patient over this because it wasn't us and it wasn't purslane. It was Health Canada. But we've got it now. Get it while you can. Purslane capsules, tinctures, cream, powder, spray, shampoo, conditioner, fruit and veggie wash, and the clove capsules along with her book on purslane. Vitamir, 10% off. Still at the Power Hour. And remember, this is the last week to be able to get Numana with free shipping. The last week. They're going to have to go up on the shipping. So I would order it this week. If you've been putting off ordering Numana, give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com. And then we've got on sale, Truth is a Lonely Warrior, Shadow Ring documentary is only $13.46. That is absolutely the best. Programming the Nation, $17.96, and A Noble Lie, $17.96. Modafinil is on special, $23.20. Now, that's a big sale on Modafinil, and we're going to be having a program on it, Modafinil and radiation, and how it eliminates, takes care of Modafinil in the body. Also, Inkenberries are now only $12 a 8 ounces, and the chocolate syrup that is only 1 gram of sugar or 1 gram of fat, excuse me. Oh my goodness, chocolate syrup hardly ever goes on sale. It's $11.25, and that is like the richest chocolate fudge that you can possibly imagine. So get it at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com, and they will be open in about 23 minutes at the Power Mall. The drought is bad in California, but not so bad that a California city was forced to dump 500,000 gallons of drinking water. I mean, it doesn't make any sense, does it? No, it doesn't. More than 500,000 gallons of water went down the drain, but the unused water simply sat in the city's Blue Crystal Reservoir under the burning California sun. And due to the heat, the water's chloramine levels began to get too high for human consumption and wasted all that water. July 4th crowds ignore a call to boycott the Georgia Park over Confederate flag. 4th of July holiday makers ignored a call. And by the way, did you notice nothing happened? Just like we believed. It was set up to be a scare tactic. Dirty bomb, dirty bomb, dirty bomb. You know what? People are going to get so immune to the idea of terrorism, 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 they're not going to pay any attention. And maybe the big one will hit. But think about the work they went to tell you it was a credible in some news sources and then uncredible source or non-credible source. And it turns out nothing happened. And you know how I knew nothing was going to happen? Because when CNN and Fox News go to their pre-programmed programs, you know nothing's going to happen. And I think they knew it also. Anyway, the July 4th crowd ignores a call to boycott the Georgia Park over Confederate flag. Georgia's Stone Mountain Park, known as Confederate Rushmore, over its display of the contentious Confederate flag. Hundreds of people had staked out spots at the 3,200-acre privately run park by noon on Sunday for nighttime and laser fireworks. They shrugged off heavy rain on the park's busiest day of the year, as well as the boycott call. Democratic State Representative LaDon Blackett Jones this week urged people to stay away from the park 10 miles east of Atlanta because it flies three flags of the pro-slavery Confederacy along the U.S., alongside the U.S. and the Georgia state flags. Really? Well, people didn't buy into it, didn't believe it, and they went anyway, even though it was raining. They, by the way, they call it pro-slavery Confederacy flag, just like they call it depleted uranium. 11-year-old girls can now get a birth control device implanted in them at school without their parents knowing. The Free Thought Project is reporting that Washington State is ranked 13 in the country for teen pregnancies, with 20.5 births per 1,000 girls ages 15 to 19. That is a much better rate than Arkansas, which is more than double that at 43.5%, 43.5 births per 1,000 girls. Even with this nationwide decline, public schools in Washington are going the extra mile. School-based health clinics in at least 13 Seattle area public high schools and middle schools are now offering long-acting reversible contraceptives, which they now call LARCs, including IUDs and hormonal implants. These services are available to students in sixth grade and above at no cost to the student. The costs are covered by taxpayers. Now, A, the parents don't have to know and probably won't know. B, taxpayers are paying for it. Do we see anything wrong with this problem here? What about your 11-year-old daughter starts bleeding at home a lot, and you have no idea what's going on? Or she gets an infection. You know, there are side effects from IUDs. So imagine, I mean, these are invasive procedures to do this. And yet, the parents don't have to know? Are you kidding me? It's like an abortion is an invasive procedure. But many parents don't know that their daughters have received abortions. I mean, I cannot believe that Washington State is allowing this. What is wrong with those parents that would say, oh, yeah, go right ahead. Give my child a contraceptive device without my knowledge? Really? Are you kidding me? Who goes along with this is what I want to know. Homeless former Marine piano man crowdfund raises thousands in just one day. I love this story, too. A GoFundMe crowdfunding campaign kicked off gathering thousands of dollars after a video of a homeless man in Sarasota, Florida, playing the piano on the street went viral, hitting over 4 million views in just a few days. Donald Gold, 51, a former Marine who's been homeless for nearly 7 years, charmed passerbys in downtown Sarasota, Florida, with the piano renditions of popular songs, recently posted video of Donald playing Come Sail Away by Styx has made him a bona fide internet star, gathering over 4 million hits on Facebook and over 2 million views on YouTube in just a few days. He tragically lost his wife and is now in search of his 18-year-old son. He says he hopes that his son sees the viral video and finds him. Blown away by Donald's street performance, locals volunteered to help him by launching a GoFundMe campaign, which has already gathered over $12,000 raised by 536 people in one day. You go, guys, and thank you for doing that for him. Brutal footage is included in the email blast by Gateway Pundit of unsuspecting Navy veteran knocked out by a thug in a knockout attack. This 52-year-old Navy veteran was knocked to the ground by a street thug and then beaten unconscious. The Navy veteran never saw it coming. The suspect is described as a black teenager, braided hair, blue jeans, white sweatshirt, red tennis shoes, and a black baseball cap. Didn't make the headlines, did it? Except on the Power Hour. And Oath Keepers now urges preparation for economic collapse. America's running out of time. While speaking at the New York Oath Keepers Awards Banquet, founder and director of Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes, urges all Oath Keeper chapters across the country to hold an emergency summit by state in order to prepare for an economic collapse. Assume the worst and formulate support teams. I repeat, support teams. And he says food storage is the most critical. And if you go to RonPaulMessage8.com, you're going to hear him talk about what it's going to be like in the streets. And already, they're talking in terms of what's happening in Greece coming to the United States. In fact, they asked the question this morning on most of the major networks, what would happen if people went to the bank here and could only get out $66? What would happen in the United States? As in, this might be coming to a bank near you. Okay, now the story that, here we go again. The, oh, we are so stupid and they get away with it story. How they do this, I don't know. The blog GoldSeek.com recently published a report on a Freedom of Information Act request that they recently filed with the U.S. government. They were seeking 7 reports from federal audits at the gold at Fort Knox. The government's response, we can't find the reports, even though they reference those reports as evidence that the gold is stored at Fort Knox in a number of ways. Oh, how convenient. So what you do is you say, we've got 7 reports here that prove that the gold is in Fort Knox. Trust us, we're telling you the truth. So they do a Freedom of Information Act request, ask for those reports, and they say, well, they were here earlier, I don't know what happened to them. And oh, we are so stupid, we can't find those reports. Really? I mean, think about this, listeners. They get away with that. And don't you think it's time when you are called to an audit? I had my papers earlier, but they're gone now. I don't know what happened to them. Or I had them all online and they're missing. They must be with Hillary's emails or something akin to that. So the feds have now lost all those audits for the Fort Knox gold. Does anyone really believe that Fort Knox has any gold left of any significant value? Or is it pretty much titanium? Or, I don't think it was titanium. The other metal that is as heavy as gold. I just can't believe they are able to get away with it. Why do we allow them to get away with this? Because we think we cannot hold them accountable. Oregon, first state to launch pay-by-the-mile driving track and tax scheme. Freedom Outpost reports the freedom of driving is about to get a lot less free in more ways than one. Rare American David Hastings, Oregon hybrid car owner, told Fox News, I'm a statist who is happy to blindly contribute to the total tyranny that is almost completely surrounding us all, and I see no potential downsides to a technological control grid where the government tracks my every move. What? No, wait. Sorry, it was. I've been freeloading on the highways for 20 years during electric cars, driving electric cars or hybrid cars, getting at least 40 miles to the gallon, so I haven't been paying my share. So let me pay my share. Now, after the break, I'm going to talk to you about this pastor that I heard on TV, which explains to me totally why the Christians in this country are so controlled. So totally controlled. I don't know that they can be broken out of their slumber at all. I think they have been mind controlled into this belief. And I'll tell you what that belief is after this break. It is just nauseating. You talk about driving you away from what is considered to be Christianity. This would do it. You know, Christianity is not mentioned in the Bible. The love of the Messiah, of course, and the respect for the Messiah is listed, but not Christianity. Could that be? Could we have been lied to? We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. If you are interested in getting gold, but you want to do it in smaller increments so that the price is not quite so high, go to PowerHourGold.com. PowerHourGold.com. gold.com. Speaking of gold, I mean, it just, you know, people don't realize when they talk in terms of the gold in Fort Knox, they're trying to imply that the dollar is pegged to gold. That's what they want people to believe. And the Federal Reserve note has not been pegged to gold or silver or any other commodity, for that matter, for a long time. Executive Order 11615 in 1971 took the Federal Reserve Bank of New York notes off the gold standard completely. And that was called the Nixon shock in U.S. history when the float of devalued Fed notes came home to roost a few years later. The American found their dollars had shrunken and couldn't buy the same amount of oil anymore. The American sheeple were standing in alternate odd, even gas lines. How many of you even remember that? Not having a clue. You know, for those of you who do remember, you had to plan on taking a day off work or just a day to go and get gas. And stood in huge, long lines. You never thought you would get to the front of it. And if you don't remember that, well, I'm afraid we're probably going to see it again. The American found that dollars had shrunken, could not buy the same amount of oil. It wasn't the six-day Arab-Israeli banker war that caused the gas shortages. It was the shrunken head dollar that was the handiwork of the headhunter international bankers on Wall Street, the Federal Reserve, and the Bank of England. The Americans got a sheep shearing and didn't even have a clue the dollar was devalued. This is a case of the lights are on, but nobody's home. Talk about a nation with a broken elevator. But you really do have to hand it to the central bankers. They're doing a brilliant, brilliant job. Let me move on to how the people are controlled, how the sheeple are controlled, how the Christians are controlled. I watched this pastor on television on Sunday, and the reason that I stayed with him more than 30 seconds was because he said, how many of you hate what happens when you go to the TSA, the way they grope you and the children and blah, blah, blah. And then the IRS, it is horrible. Think about it. Everybody has a horror story with the IRS. And I'm thinking, whoa, this guy's making some sense. And then he said, but you should adhere to whatever these people tell you. Because according to Romans 13, 1 through 7, we are to give fear to whom fear is due, money to whom money is due, and our God institutes those leaders. And they make the decisions, and you should be happy to pay your money to the IRS. He actually said this. I mean, I am like shocked. You can go online and see the program that he did. It was, the website was riceroadchurch.com. Riceroadchurch.com. And it made me ill. He says, all governing authorities are from God. So that means that if the elite of this country say, go and kill people in Bangladesh, Somalia, Yemen, wherever, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, we should do it, right? He said, because of Romans 13, 1 through 7, you should appreciate giving your money to the IRS. You should want to do it. It should make you feel good. Don't feel bad about the IRS. Feel good about them. What? And then, after this 1 minute, 10 second break, he gave three words that just chilled me. We'll be back. 1 minute, 10 seconds. Stay tuned.